साक्षात् परब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः।
Good morning, everyone. Thought I would read for a few minutes part of the October, November, December Hinduism Today Publisher's Desk. As some of you recall, when I traveled for the first time to the Caribbean, specifically Trinidad and Guyana, 2010, I encountered Hindus talking about redemption. And in fact, I was asked to give a talk on Lord Shiva. And of course, when you talk about the deities, there's, to a group you don't know that well, there's always the possibility that you're presenting the deities in a way that they're not familiar with, so it's confusing. So in order to avoid that, I asked, well, you know, could you say a few things about Lord Shiva? And this pundit mentioned, well, Lord Shiva is the Redeemer. And I thought about that, and I said, oh, okay. That's how he had encompassed the idea of redemption, that Lord Shiva is the one who redeems you. But it's not really the case in Hinduism. And one of the reasons for the presence of that idea there is over the last 15 years or so, not so much in the last few, there was a lot of Christian evangelists from the U.S. went there and were very aggressive in propagating their faith. And as a result, some of those ideas got mixed in with the Hindu ideas. And I would say there was a certain lack of clarity. Oh, the publisher desk is called Sinner or Divinity, and we have three quotations to start with from prominent Swamis. First is from Swami Vivekananda's address to the World Parliament of Religions, Chicago, 1893. Of course, Swami Vivekananda was very bold and outspoken. He was like our guru. He just spoke it like he saw it and didn't care how people reacted. Being and becoming are different aspects of the same reality and are only relative to our intelligence. Man has the promise and potentiality of divine realization, of spiritual perfection, and therefore is God in the making. For even his humanity is intelligible only if regarded as an individualized self-expression of God. It is derogatory to human nature, therefore, to attribute sin to man. Besides, God being the sole and supreme reality, how could a foreign element like sin invade the sanctuary of being? The Hindus refuse to call you sinners. Ye divinities on earth, sinners, it is a sin to call man so. It is standing libel on human nature. Oh, I like that quote. The only sin is to call man a sinner. It's a nice idea. Swami Chinmayananda, founder of Chinmaya Mission, has a similar quote. Man is essentially divine, but the divinity in him is veiled by the unbroken series of desires and thoughts arising in his bosom. A variety of these grades and concentration of these create the variety of human beings. To remove the encrustation of desires and thoughts and unfold the divinity inherent in man is the ultimate goal envisaged by the scriptures. Then Gurudeva, deep inside we are perfect this very moment. And we have only to discover and live up to this perfection to be whole. We have taken birth in a physical body to grow and evolve into our divine potential. We are inwardly already one with God. Our religion contains the knowledge of how to realize this oneness and not create unwanted experiences along the way. That's bringing out a slightly, in addition to what was said before, it's bringing out a new idea that we're already inwardly one with God. The other two swamis didn't quite say it that way. Relates to what Swami can be related, it's the way I would understand it, to what Swami Vivekananda says, and being and becoming are different aspects of the same reality. That's how we started. It's that idea of being and becoming. Part of us is becoming and part of us is being. So the outer part is becoming. Our soul is maturing. We're changing. We're getting more and more spiritual, where there's a becoming process involved. Becoming means there's change. We're getting more refined. We're getting more spiritual. Being means it already exists. If you go deep enough in the soul, you get past the part that's becoming and you get into the part that's being. And Gurudeva calls that the essence of the soul. So if we can get into the essence of the soul, which is done through meditation, we can find that part of us that's already one with God. Nothing has to happen for that part of us to be one with God. We just have to find it. I've had the pleasure of participating in an interfaith gathering in Midland, Texas, the last few years. And if someone had asked me 5 years ago or more, I never would have thought I would be putting Texas and Hinduism in the same sentence. When you think of Texas, you know, at least back then, I never thought very much about Hinduism, but it's becoming a real stronghold of Hindus due to the medical specialty institutes there, as well as the IT, a lot of IT. Apple has its educational department, for example, handles our educational sales account, is in Austin, Texas. So we're in Midland. Midland is still very much, I'd say, strongly Baptist. Well, we had an interfaith gathering. I won't explain it in detail. I don't want to go too long, but the question that we were answering, five of us, was, in your faith, is humanity considered a one family? So my answer was, the Hindu belief that gives rise to tolerance of differences in race and nationality is that all of mankind is good. We are all divine beings, souls created by God. Hindus do not accept the concept that some individuals are evil and others are good. Hindus believe that each individual is a soul, a divine being, who is inherently good. Scriptures tell us that each soul is emanated from God as a spark from a fire, beginning a spiritual journey which leads back to God. All human beings are on this journey, whether they realize it or not. So that's just saying what we're talking about so far in terms of humanity rather than the individual. And then the next speaker was the Baptist, Dr. Randall Everett. It was a real great juxtaposition, so you can hear this. The idea of the oneness of humanity, this is where Christianity would differ from some of the religions. We do believe in the oneness of humanity, but that the oneness of humanity is that we are a fallen people. No, we are a fallen people. We do not believe that we are inherently good. We believe that we are inherently selfish and self-centered, and that's why we need to be rescued or redeemed, that Christ rescues us from the domain of darkness. So very interesting juxtaposition. You can see where that idea of redeem comes from. So I think that's good for this morning. In summary, it's one of the ways in which religions significantly differ, is this idea of inherently divine or inherently sinful. And it's very important when the religions kind of get mixed up to strongly affirm that in Hinduism we're already divine. No one has to redeem us. Divinity is in there. We just have to find it. Have a wonderful day.